Hey, I'm sorry to have to pull you away from your game for a minute. Are you having a good time, sweetie? I just wanted to check in with you. I'm so glad to hear you're having fun, and I'm so happy that you want to spend the night at our house. I thought I'd let you know a little bit about this little rule that I have for guests when they sleep over. Have you heard about it yet? Well, I know you girls are going to be having lots of fun tonight, eating candy and drinking a lot of juice. But in the past, I've had issues with some of our guests wetting the bed and ruining my nice furniture, like the couch. You're not a bedwetter? Well, honey, I want to believe you, but that's what everyone else said too. And it's just such a hassle to clean up after someone who wets the bed. Not to mention, it's embarrassing for you as a guest. That's why I require all our new guests to wear diapers. Yeah, diapers, like diapers, the things that babies wear. I'm not kidding. I'm serious. You don't want to wear a diaper? Look, I understand why you wouldn't. It's a big ask. But the thing is, the downstairs bathroom is under construction right now, so the only working bathroom's in my room. And my husband's a very light sleeper. He has to get up very early. He's already in bed, so it's really important that I get you to wear this diaper tonight. I'm serious. This isn't a joke. I've got some diapers in this bag right here. I'm sure I have something that would fit you. Let me see. Yeah, these look about your size. Listen, sweetie, I hear you. You don't want to wear a diaper to bed, and I get it, but I'm letting you know right now it is a requirement to spend the night. So you can either wear this diaper, or I'm going to have someone come and pick you up. You can't spend the night without one. So I'm going to leave the choice up to you. Why don't you think about it for a second, you know? I would hate to have you miss out on all the fun tonight because it looked like you guys were having so much fun downstairs, and I would hate to see that end all over a silly little thing like this. Okay, I'm really glad you want to give this a try and spend the night. And don't worry, you can put your pajamas back on over the diaper, and I bet no one will be able to notice the crinkling or anything. So, is this your first time you've ever had to put a diaper on yourself before? Okay, yeah, I understand. It's all right, sweetheart. Would you like me to show you how to do it? I'm kind of an expert when it comes to changing diapers, as a mom and as a nurse. Yeah, you want me to help you? Okay, well, why don't you pull those pants down and I'll get this diaper ready. One of the keys to getting it comfortable is to get it nice and fluffed out like this. So yeah, just take your pants off. It's okay. Yeah, I know. It's a very big diaper, but they're not just for babies, Sometimes adults wear them. It's okay. And I really appreciate you cooperating. And I'm gonna feel so much better going to bed knowing that my new couch is protected. It was very expensive, so I hope you understand where I'm coming from. Why don't you just lay down on the bed and get comfy? Now, the reason why I want to fluff out this diaper for you is because it makes it much more comfortable to wear. It can be a little bit stiff at first, and this makes it nice and soft. Do you want to feel it? Feel it right here. See? So soft. It's going to be so comfortable to the skin. And I know it's a little awkward to have your friend's mom change you into a diaper, and honestly, I hate to put you in this position, but we really don't have another option here. I don't want you to have to hold it all night. It's just not good for your bladder. There's just no reason for us to stress about this. This is an easy fix, so go up for me, sweetie. There we go. Let's check. Is this gonna fit? Oh, see, just as I thought, this is gonna be the perfect fit on you. Oh, don't be embarrassed, sweetie. I'm a nurse. I've changed hundreds of people before. diapers aren't just for babies, you know, needing to wear them is nothing to be ashamed about. So doesn't it feel nice? Let's get this diaper on you. You know, I think you might actually like this more than you expect. This is just a little bit of baby lotion. It's going to help prevent any rashes and keep your skin nice and hydrated. You know, yeah, you can get a diaper rash if you sit in a wet diaper too long. But this is such a thick diaper that it should last until, you know, the morning time at least. Yeah, you might waddle a little bit, but it's all right. That should do it. Okay, let's get these tapes on. These are a little bit harder because unlike the baby diapers, these ones have 4 tabs on them. So I like to start with the bottom ones right here. I kind of angle them a little bit up. And then if you go up for me, I'll pull these nice and tight. And there we go. I like to angle these down a little bit. See? Let me see. Oh my gosh. This looks so cute on you. Now, that wasn't so bad, was it? Yeah, I didn't think so. This diaper looks very cute on you. See, it's just plain white, no babyish prints. Now, do you want to put your pajamas on over the diaper, or do you want to just wear your diaper out there? Yeah, I had a feeling that you want to put your pajamas on over it. Let me grab them for you, honey. What's that? You need to use the bathroom? Well, why didn't you mention that before, silly? I know, I'm not angry with you, honey, but you know what? This is actually the perfect opportunity to show you just how amazing and absorbent these diapers are. Just go ahead and use it. Well, you can't use the bathroom. As I've told you, my husband's a very light sleeper, so we can't go in that room right now, and that's the only functioning bathroom in the house. So why don't you just try this new method since you're all changed anyway? I told you, there's no need to feel embarrassed. I've seen and changed a lot of diapers. It doesn't bother me at all. It's something that's completely normal. Okay, how about I help you a little bit? How about you just take a big, deep breath and try to relax and let go? You're having trouble. I think that's common. When you lay down, it's really difficult. So let's try changing your position and standing you up. That should help. Come here. I know it doesn't feel natural to use a diaper, probably, but you're going to get used to it. I'm sure I'm positive it's not going to leak. I mean, look how thick and bulky this diaper is. You're going to be just fine. You're still having trouble? Well, why don't you try pretending like you're on the potty? Would that help? Just imagine running water, close your eyes, and really just trust that the diaper is going to do its job, because I promise you it is not going to leak. Well, judging by the look on your face, it's working. Mm-hmm. It looks like you're going. How does it feel? Warm and wet. Exactly. It's not too bad now, is it? See, I told you there was nothing wrong with wearing diapers. Now, what's the big deal? You know, let's just get your pajamas on and you can get back to having fun. Come here. See, it's nice and snug. That's better. And it's not too noticeable. Okay. All right, well, it's all right. No one's going to make fun of you. And now you can just have a good time and not stress about making it to the potty. Oh, one more thing. As I mentioned earlier, I do have a new couch, so I'll need you girls to be drinking out of these special cups. It's not a sippy cup. They're just special cups that prevent spills. and they're a necessary item for tonight. You know, I don't normally allow any drinks in the living room, so I'd really appreciate it if you drink all your drinks out of this tonight. Can you do that for me? Okay, great. Thank you so much. You know what? Let's get back down there and I'll make you girls some cookies.